So a few reflections as we come towards the midway point for the lunch hour for those of us who are here in California, some other hour for those of you who are not. I talked earlier today about sati, the Pali word for mindfulness, mindful awareness, lucid awareness. And I would like to add another dimension to that, which is another factor of mind that's really helpful in meditation practice. And that is the factor of Dhamma Vicaya, usually translated into English as investigation. This is not investigation like a private eye or Sherlock Holmes. This is receptive or even engaged curiosity, interest about what's arising in your experience in the moment. Sometimes historical kinds of knowledge can unfold, and that's fine. The encouragement is rather than getting pulled into the story or even the aha, is to notice the effect on your mind and heart and body in the moment of whatever's happening, sound, memory, planning, sensation, mood, heart state, breath, whatever it is, to notice that. So if mindfulness receptively gathers the information, investigation draws connections between what's experienced. It's noticing the interplay between your body, your heart, your mind, whatever's arising right now. Technically, this term talks about distinguishing between mind states. So, noticing contentment, calm, oh, sadness here, oh, curiosity or delight here. Not to judge or to get down on yourself or to get all elated, even, just to notice. And joy is here, joy is here. Now, what's the effect of the body on joy? Maybe it's from joy, maybe it's bubbly. Maybe it makes the body feel big and expansive, or something else. Infinite variety of the ways these things can show up in our bodies, our hearts, our minds, when we're really tuned in. Here are some alternate words for investigation that might work better for you. Equally valid translations or adjacent translations. Experimentation, consideration, close examination, receptive interest, appreciative curiosity, active intelligence. Empirical inquiry. Quiet, receptive curiosity. So, as you can see, there's a range, and there are times where the mind is a little bit more, our minds can be a little more drawn in and interested. Oh, if I step back from this emotion, take a step back, what happens? What happens if I zoom into this over here? What happens if I just allow it to unfold? Different ways of relating to interest, curiosity, investigation are appropriate at different times. We'll be going to some of those of us here will be going to lunch after this. That's a great time to bring a little bit more active investigation if you're engaged in something more active. Noticing the taste of each bite of food. Noticing the impulse to have more or not to have more or to go after a certain flavor. or resist something, noticing the impulse to wander off and get distracted, virtually or physically. All of that is a combination of mindfulness and investigation when you notice the cause and effect. Oh, that impulse to be distracted, if I stay present, it just goes away on its own. If I follow it and I check the stock market, there's a very different effect on the mind. So to notice, investigate what keeps you closer to your own experience right now versus what pulls you further out or into like mind streams of thought, worlds of stories, houses of cards. One of the most beautiful ways to notice investigation is to notice how conditions interact in the moment. If this arises in my mind and heart, then that arises. Or if this stops, that stops. This is the beginning of noticing the insight into conditionality. When this arises, that arises. When this stops, that stops. Or ceases is the word that's more often used. This kind of interest, curiosity, is an energizing factor of mind. So it can help us stay engaged in the moment, for example, in eating meditation, engaged with the eating rather than lost in thought. Or if you're a little sleepy, investigation also helps kind of brings a little more alertness. So I used the simile or analogy of a bird watcher and of a naturalist this morning. Investigation is like that naturalist or that bird watcher noticing the relationships between birds and other animals, or noticing the overall ecology of the biosphere that they're in. So it's noticing those interrelationships in your own internal ecology in the moment. And together, mindful awareness and investigation help to support a more nuanced and balanced dance of the meditating mind. So there's an art and a science to meditation. It's okay to experiment a little bit with when it makes more sense to stay close in with a sensation or a taste or a breath, and when it makes more sense to allow the awareness to be open and let everything just kind of flow through. There's no right answer from a teacher necessarily. It depends on the conditions. What's happening? So, this is an action, reflection, action model of learning. Try it out. Notice the results. What were the results like in that sit or that period of practice? And try it out again. And you don't have to do anything per se, because our minds naturally start to self-correct as we notice. And it's also helpful just to step back every now and then. So during this period of lunch or whatever it is for you, the invitation is to observe your experience, moment-to-moment experience, like a naturalist. Stay close to that experience, whatever it is, and notice the effect, notice the impact. So that's my little wrap. And we have an announcement or two before we break for lunch. One is that most of you know, but not all of you maybe, that Insight Santa Cruz is offering a couple of all Dana generosity-based retreats this summer. One is coming up in May and is close to full, if not already full. That's at the end of May. It's over Memorial Day weekend and then a couple of days leading up to it. And there's one in June, which is still in open registration for the lottery. So you're welcome to sign up for that. Both are on our website. There's yet another one in August. I'm teaching the one in June alone. I'm teaching the one in August with Kim Allen, who a number of you may know. She teaches the Sutta study here. So you don't need to do anything about it over lunch. But if being in longer practice periods like this day appeal to you, those are available. And we're holding another day long next week, which is very unusual. So take advantage of it if that is something that you're into. And Carol, do you have anything you'd like to share? I couldn't find the mic, so.
Oh, I have it.
Okay. Could you use it just for the people online?
Sure.
Great.
Want to sit here so that I can see my friends online and also talk to everybody here, our Sangha today. I find myself at lunchtime very grateful that I ever stumbled upon this practice. And remembering the Buddha, 2,600 years ago, who also stumbled, well, he worked hard at it, but discovered this path. And he didn't just keep it for himself, he shared it with everybody. He wanted everybody to have this gift of awakening and suffering less. And so he generously offered it out to everybody without discrimination. And we are the benefactors. He wanted us to be happy too here in 2024. And the work is not yet done. As evidenced by global unrest. But I really have faith that if everybody, understands and sees more clearly and is introduced to the practice, that one day, we will live into the future that is happy and free. And so that invitation is to support centers like Insight Santa Cruz and Skillful Teaching, like from Don Neal, so that we can be a part of this ripple effect. And here at the center, there are Donna baskets in the back of the room with instructions, and I can help you if you have questions. And online, it's easy to find the giving tab and follow through there. And not to forget, volunteer Donna, like I'm offering today, it just sort of doubles the practice that you get by attending a day long. This greeting role that I have, there are many other roles that might just be suitable for you. So you can talk to me about that if you're curious and you're here or online. There's a volunteer tab, and the best way is to fill out that volunteer form. Enjoy your lunch and take your sati with you.
Thank you, Carol. So that was a lot of words from the two of us. The invitation is to take just a moment to settle back into your body. And notice what it's like to hear about generosity, what it's like to hear about receptive interest, investigation. And to notice what it's like to be in a space that was entirely built, caused by the generosity, care, trust in the practice of others, of a community. Thank you for your practice, and see you all in 45 minutes.